Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always get a pleasure out of knowing you joining us and you're involved in the conversation. We got a chat room at joemessina.com. You'll find it at joemessina.com. And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us, but I very much appreciate the time that Dr. B is spending with us, and always appreciate her time as well, helping us out, trying to work things through, figure it out what is wrong with the gray matter between our ears. So, Dr. B, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, I try.
You know, I've had several people send me emails. Like, you know how you were saying that when you post stuff for the show, that you're coming on, you don't get a whole bunch of hits, but yet you post stuff about your chickens, and it, you know, breaks all-time Facebook records, right?
Yeah.
I've had people say, you know, saying, look, I can't find your show online, except that I know to go to it. But if I have to just type in Joe Messina Show, they tell me I don't get a link to the website. It never comes up.
Okay, really?
Yeah, I don't know, because, you know, everything in my house, we've already been to my website. But
right.
It says it comes up with, you know, stations that I'm on and that kind of stuff, but not really the website itself. So I thought that was interesting.
What's your plan?
What's my plan? No, their plan is to totally cut me out. I get that part.
Yeah.
You know, but this is just craziness, isn't it? And it's not going to stop anytime soon, you know?
It's not. You know, it's, you know, certain, you can't say anything political on Facebook anymore. It gets completely shadow banned.
Yep.
And so I try to sneak it in with verse, a Bible verse, and it usually works. And I'll just have to put, like, number 45 instead of, Donald Trump. And, oh, my goodness. And I was listening to Elon Musk talk about censorship, and they were just calling it something else. They're just saying, no, we're just, you know, making sure and everybody's protected. And he's like, that's censorship. That's what it is.
Oh, that was, no, wait a minute. That was Don Lemon, right?
Yes. He was calling it, they redefined freaking everything.
Yep.
They redefined everything. And he just kept going, that's censorship. That's the definition of censorship.
Yep. And God would let it go. Yeah.
They just redefine everything, and that's what they have to do, and that is what Satan did, and that's what he told Eve, and it's just not going away. So, you know, again, I talk to my kids, even they're older, I talk to them all the time about, you know, whenever they say, you don't understand Gen Z, not in a disrespectful way, just like, Mom, you got to talk to them like this. And on your show, you've got to say this. And with Joe, you got to say this. And I'm like, I understand. But y'all are redefining everything.
Yep.
I don't want to sugarcoat it. And where they get it, because they're all very strong, you know, conservatives. But they're like, no, you have to dumb it down for this stupid generation. You have to dumb it down and talk like. And so I get that. I understand, but it's exhausting. I am tired of dumbing
it
down.
But does it strengthen them, or does it make them weaker? Because they start to believe that their stance is real and right.
Yes. No, it's not that you dumb down the idea and you weaken it. It's just to get started, you have to start with the redefinition of things and just use those words. Just because she said, didn't, you know, especially Ali, didn't you have, like, words in the 80s? I'm like, yeah, like, totally cool and rad and gagging with a spoon. We didn't redefine gender, gas, weather, male, female, we didn't dogs, we didn't redefine fucking marriage, murder, we didn't redefine these, and, you know, just, it was a good conversation, and I guess that's part of it, because someone just asked me, how do you talk, how can parents talk to their kids if they think they're transgender, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Talk to them. Give them facts, because I know so many parents are afraid to hurt their feelings and break the bonds, you know, with teens, and that's, I get it. You don't have to judge them, but you have to speak truth. You have to. Love them, yes, but speak truth. Do not, you know, oh, okay, yeah, you can try a hormone block, you know, but no, you cannot do that. That's not what we do. It's not okay. If you have a mental issue, we'll go to a counselor, and it's going to be a Christian one, because secular counselors, and I can say this, because I've been in the business for 30-plus years, and I went to 2 secular schools for my degrees, and I know what they teach you. Secular counselors are full of nonsense. We'll just say nonsense. They are woke. They are the antithesis of nature and God and how it's supposed to be, and they have an agenda, all of them. So it doesn't mean secular counselors that are Christians that just happen, you know, to see everybody are all crazy, but you have to ask them what their worldview is. And I made all my clients sign a form that says, I counsel from a biblical worldview. So yeah, I don't care who you are, I will see anybody. But my answers are going to be from a biblical worldview. That is what parents need to say. I will listen to you, but I'm going to also give you advice based on a biblical worldview. And preface it with that, right?
Yeah.
It's...
And they'll still talk to you.
How fast?
Gee, amazing. All right, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Dr. B on the other side of the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. You do that by getting more information and learning, right? Apply that information. Make sure it's real, but apply it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me, she's back with me, joins us every week to kind of try to figure out how to maneuver some of the crazy stuff. Maneuver the lunatics. How's that? We'll start off there.
Right, and help these poor parents. And I got a question, by the way.
I don't think I can answer it, but go ahead.
I received a question. I got no questions. I can ask you. What's the best way to talk to kids about transgenderism? And did you bring the topic up? So, yeah. Okay, That's the question for you, Joe. What's the answer?
you start off with no. Listen, I'm your dad, and everything I tell you is truth, and that's the end of it. You got it?
But it wouldn't work, would it?
That wouldn't
work. Done, right?
Yeah, we're done. Now go mow the lawn. No,
that's not gonna work. Small. That's not gonna work. So here's the thing, and I know Joe's gonna his blood pressure's gonna go up, so we're just gonna tune him out right now.
Yeah,
when
please.
He hears my answer, because it back in the day when he was a kid, you know, literally, he would have slapped it out of him if they asked anything like that. Today, Gen Zers need everything explained to them. And unfortunately, we have to, because they will ruminate on it forever. So, parents, y'all do need to get yourself educated first on gender-affirming care and what really goes into it. Because what is you just have to understand it on both sides. Because if you're going to say okay to this, you've got to understand what's going on. And I'm going to explain, basically the four parts of it. But if your child comes to you and said they're confused, or they're, you know, they have a friend, your child's friend is this or that, as far as gender affirming and trans and all of that, but there could be some deeper mental health issues going on. Specifically, we're hearing it. Spectrum disorders. Be open to getting your child tested. Next is depression and body issues, so body dysmorphic disorder. Those are the three that they're finding. That is kind of the base. That's where it's coming from. Where are they getting it? Social media, friends, schools, educators. So it's there. It's not like we can put them away and hide them for the rest of their lives, unless you homeschool. That's your thing. And if you have not done homeschooling and you don't plan on it, which I'm all for homeschool, especially these days, then you've got to explain what it really is, what gender affirming care looks like. Okay. So what it is. So first we've got social transition. That's when they start dressing and acting like the opposite, sex. And that is how they tell you to do it. These counselors and these doctors start dressing like it. In certain schools in America, they have cross-dressing day to encourage this. Yes, they do. I have people right now, like parents right now are like, you're kidding me. No, I'm not kidding you. Next, and this is what I'm educating you parents, so get educated, get ready. Next is puberty suppression. So if they are actually young enough, not old enough, these gender clinics will be very happy to prescribe drugs for your kids that suppress puberty before it happens. So we're talking 9 and 10-year-olds, 100%. They will do this. And why they do this is because they can then have surgery later in life, but earlier, later in life, if that makes sense. The thing with puberty suppression and these hormones, these puberty blockers, is it stunts their growth. It keeps their bones from developing normally. It affects them developmentally. And by the time they're done and past puberty and through hormone suppression and puberty suppression, they can have the bone strength of an elderly woman. That is physiologically what is going on. So this is dangerous, right? And I'm only into the first two, Joe, right? Next, they will give them opposite sex hormones. Yes, they will. So your daughters will get testosterone and your sons will get estrogen. The psychological distress that this puts on the mind of anybody, let alone somebody who is developing and growing, is unbelievable. Wow. And if they stay on it long enough, right? Is this hurting your head? If they stay on it long enough, they will lose their fertility and have a higher risk of cancer. So you want me to keep going? I got one more.
People need to hear this. I've been talking to some of the loons on the left, and I'm just going to put it that way. They're loons. When you say to them, are you looking at the detransitioning sites? Are you seeing what these young ladies are going through? They're losing their hair. They're having joint pain. You go through all of this. And I'm just going to say it. When you really look into the site and see the surgery that's been done to them, it's disgusting. It's gross and it's disgusting, right. And I can't even imagine there's anything exciting about that in any way.
And this is just before surgery. We are, you're taking their how long they're going to live away. You're breaking down their bodies. You're breaking down their minds. And then we haven't got to the last part, which has been the sex change surgery, the gender affirmation surgery. Some kids don't wait till they're 18 to start undergoing surgeries. And there are doctors that will be happy to do this. So girls, to masculinize their bodies, the first step is a double mastectomy, just because it's called top surgery.
Right.
And these procedures, of course, destroy perfectly healthy organs. They rob young women of the possibility of motherhood, right? Breastfeeding your child. Are you getting this? And then we don't need to, you know, explain how destructive, you know, further, you know, these surgeries are to both men and women, boys and little girls. So parents, you need to commit yourself to doing all of this if that's what you want to sign up your kids for. It's unbelievable, and I'm not saying do it. I'm being facetious. But I think that the lies of these people pushing this agenda is seductive. They're seducing young men and young boys and girls at an alarming rate, and it is a seduction going on. Social media, Hollywood, it's disgusting. And that is why y'all need to get real with what this is about. And I know parents that are allowing their kids going to go through this.
Yeah, look, we got one more segment with you, I think,
yep.
And I want to talk about this a little bit more because I don't think people really realize the effect this is having on young kids. And when they go from male to female, the suicide rate actually even skyrockets there because when they realize what's happened. Anyway, Joe Mesina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following those discussions in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. According to a new report, about 47% of prisons across the United States are located downstream from water reservoirs that are potentially contaminated with carcinogenic forever chemicals. That is according to the report in the American Journal of Public Health. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Be active, get informed, inform the people around you. I mean, I feel like your mother, really, seriously. You tune in all the time. If you just take this information and go, that's nice, and then go back to watching whatever, it doesn't work. You need to take this, talk to your friends, your family, your relatives, you know, find the right time to do it. But make sure you have some of this information so you can ask them questions. You know, what about this? What about the teen suicide right here? What about this over here? And make them come up with the answers. Make them think. God forbid. Anyway, Dr. B joins me, as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And I think it's my reset time, too, you know. My brain kind of resets. And all right, there's another sane person out there. We're good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. God. And you have chickens too, so we're good. Anyway.
I have chickens. Thank you for reminding me.
So you were talking about the, you know, what was going on in the transgender community, and I was telling you that.
Yeah.
I tell people, I do have people as a school board member will come up and say, you know, I can't believe you stand so transgenderism. My son's transgender. My daughter's transgender. You know, what would you say to them? I said I wouldn't say anything to them. I would say it to you. I would tell you, instead of going to sites that affirm exactly what you believe and looking for the doctor that will affirm what you believe, if you really love that child the way you say you do, you will go looking at what the detransitioners are saying. You'll go looking at the detransitioning sites. You'll go looking, even if you go by yourself, go talk to one of these mental health experts on truly what can happen to your child and what they really need. Then you make your decision. But you don't do it with... in most cases, what is it, Dr. B, less than an hour's worth of therapy?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's not supposed to be just that, but it's like if your kid wants to go, we've talked about this, wants to go play on a busy street, you know, and roller skates and never been on them. You do the research, you get the best skates, you fence in an area, you know what I mean? You don't like say, yeah, go, have at it. You want to do that, that's fun. Your thing. You would never do that. No parent would like, no, well, why not? Well, because it's dangerous. It's okay. Then what are you doing? Like, what? So a parent said, and honest enough, a parent said, so do you completely avoid having these conversations? And then what are good talking points? So, should we go over that real quick?
No, I get it. When you said that, I started laughing, going, oh, yeah, I remember when the parents didn't want to have sex talks with their kids, and then until their daughter came home pregnant,
boom,
a little too late.
The 60s happened. Yeah. 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 I mean, we can't avoid it, right? It's impossible to avoid the topic. And it's not really a question if you'll have to talk to your son or daughter about the growing acceptance of transgenderism. It's truly a matter of when. And, and parents are asking me when. And we want to just shrug our shoulders in disbelief and just kind of avoid the entire topic. But we need to ask them their opinions first and foremost and say, hey, what do you hear? What's word on the street? What do you think? And we also can't really mock them and say, those people are all crazy, you know, and move on.
Yeah,
I mean, you can, but you can't just end it that way. You've got to, like, sit down. You've got to understand Gen Zers. They need information. You got to sit them down and have this difficult and very honest conversation. I have a very physiological, anatomy-friendly conversation with each of my kids of what that looks like, of what LGBTQ, what being gay looks like, in and out of the bedroom. And they're just, like, they throw up, and then they're like, I'm good, thanks. And I'm like, you're welcome. So, it has nothing to do with love, and this is what it has to do with. And they just, mom, I'm like, well, that's true. So I'm one of those. So basically, here are your talking points, and I would say probably this point, third, fourth grade on up is when you need to have these. 8 years,
grade?
Third or fourth grade, you've got to start talking about this if they have a cell phone, because they see this. And you've got to sit down, and you can make it age-appropriate and say, what do you know about this? Because I know you hear about this. But it's sad that that's what you've got to introduce to them, but it's not really that you're introducing it. It's that you've got to give them the truth about it. So the number one thing is, not to be super judgmental, and because Gen Zers are very like, we can't judge, but say, hey, people see reality in very different ways. I always bring up Christ. I see Christians base our view of reality on what the Bible teaches about the world, because it's written by the God who actually made us. So that's the first thing to say, parents, okay? People will see reality all different. We get to see it through God's eyes, because we're very blessed. Next, and I only know how to do this again from a biblical worldview, and so that's that. God made men and women equally valuable. That's a great point. He made them to be different, and this difference is good. It's wonderful. It's good, right? You and I talk about this. It works. It's just what leads to human reproduction, because you need that. The human race relies on sexual difference. Age appropriately, again, explain about the unique traits of being a boy and the unique traits of being a girl. And it's going to sound stereotypical, but stereotypes are there for a reason. The other thing we really have to do is aim to poke holes in cultural stereotypes about gender, cultural stereotypes, and say, what do you hear about it? Because it is, it's like I told my kids that, I tell them this. Not every man likes to hunt and watch football. Some men enjoy cooking and writing. That's okay. Not every girl wants to wear princess dresses. Allie did not do that, and she thought she was, someone's like, you're gay. It's like, what? Because I don't wear princess dresses? Some girls enjoy, woods and overalls and chickens, like Allie. And that's okay, right? She loves boys.
Yeah.
It's all good. So really talk about that, right? We've got these cultural stereotypes. Talk about that's okay. There are tomboys and tomgirls, or whatever you call them. I was a tomboy. I loved the guys and skated with them and played soccer with them.
Today as a tomboy, don't you think in today's environment they would encourage you to make the change, because obviously you're acting like a boy, you're comfortable around the boys, maybe you are a boy.
Right? And that is what they're saying. And that's why I had, you know, especially Allie by the time I got asking, like, hey, I don't want to do da-da-da. I want to da-da-da-da. You know, and my, I it's like, yeah, no, you're fine. Okay? Go jump on the trampoline. There's nothing wrong with that. And she just, it's so sad that they were putting labels on her, you know, on the social media. So really, poke holes in cultural stereotypes about gender. We have to.
So wait a minute. Somebody sent me a meme with the, you've probably seen this a million times, the daughter and the mom are at the table. And the daughter says, Mom, I think I'm a boy. And the mom goes, you're not.
That's it.
That's it. I love that.
That's the Joe. That's the Joe form of, you know, psychology, practicing psychology.
No, I love it. This is just if your kid wants to talk, and they're kind of trending that way. But I was the same way. You're not. Thanks. Great. Next. Why am I not? Oh my goodness. Well, then I'll say we can go to the doctor and take blood and look at have a genetic study and look at why not. Oh no, I'm good. I'm good. Great. You don't want me to take blood. So. The other thing is really explaining that God made a very good world, but it's been very messed up by sin, right? Talk about the fallen world and a lot of brokenness, and these people are broken, in a sense. So make it very clear to them there's a difference between suffering the effects of a sinful world and, you know, active personal sin, right? That we live in a sinful world, but we do not have to be overcome by their sin. So, that's just a good place to start. You know, you can definitely talk about, yes, these people, there are some people that are born and they think they feel like a different gender, and they feel alienated from their body, and that there are mental disorders, you know, that causes, but we're still, God doesn't make mistakes, that whole thing. God made them to be a man or a woman genetically, a male body or a female body genetically, and how they feel about themselves is not what God wants for them, right? That whole, I feel this way. Well, God made you a male, so I'm sorry you don't feel that way, but you're a male. And end it there.
All right, we got to go for a break. You remember that video I sent you?
Yes.
All right, I want to play a portion of that in the next segment, and I want you to comment on it, because that's got to be something happening between the ears, and I'll leave it at that. Show me to your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Pacini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Dr. B joins me, she does every week. Always appreciate her time with us, helping us. You really help us get through the maze of all this craziness, because there's a lot of parents out there that feel guilty if they don't affirm their kids' sexual lifestyles, or if they don't affirm their any of that stuff, not just their sexual, but things that they want to do, things that they think that they are or what have you. They don't want their kids to feel bad. Yeah, they're going to feel real bad when they make a very bad mistake, you know, a very wrong mistake in their lives. So
that is the most insane thing to say, yes, by the way, that they don't want their kids to feel bad.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do, you know?
No, you can't play on the freeway. Oh, I'm sorry, did that make you feel bad? Go ahead. Oh,
God.
No, you can't have fentanyl. Oh, wait, I hurt your feelings. Go ahead and eat the fentanyl.
Yeah, let me give you a Snapchat back. There you go. Okay.
That's right.
I actually had a parent ask me about Snapchat. My daughter wants it. Is it really that bad? I don't even know what to think. I said, stay away from it. You know, if you want your daughter to have mail order drugs hand delivered to wherever she's at, give her Snapchat. She looked to be horrified. You know.
100%. It is the thing. Venmo and Snap, right? It's to sell nudes for $20 a pop, neck down, and kids think it's fine, and they say that it's moral because their face doesn't show.
There you go. Yeah. It's like, what's his name? Billy Bob Clinton, when he, you know, it really didn't have sex with her.
Didn't happen now.
Depending on what sex is. Just amazing.
In the White House.
Yep.
In the White House.
And, all right, so here is a video. I played the audio portion, obviously, for a friend of ours, Zoe. And I said, look, these kids, most of them are young people. They don't understand. They really all of a sudden found God because the God they found fits what it is they want, not the reality of the truth. I'm only going to play a minute or two of this, but I want you to comment. How does one get their brain so soggy as to buy into this? Take a listen.
God blessed me by making me transsexual for the same reason God made wheat but not bread and fruit but not wine, so that humanity might share in the act of creation.
Hello guys and gals and non-binary pals. You know, life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself.
And we can embody our genders in empowered acts of self-creation.
Queerness is an act of creation.
God made trans people for the same reason he made wheat but not bread.
And God created grapes but not wine.
So that humanity can share in the art of creation.
Our choice.
Things that are unseen. All trans people are inherently people of faith. Because in order to realize you're trans, it requires seeing things that are unseen.
Being transgender is not a choice. It is a realization. And honestly, a somewhat spiritual one.
It's not with our eyes, but with our heart that we see we're trans. And so it is inherently an act of faith.
Today's affirmation is trans people are sacred.
Being trans is a beautiful, sacred thing God created.
And I think we generally in our society don't view transitions with the sacredness, any kind of transitions with the sacredness that we should. And trans people go through like a very powerful one.
My religion? Transgenderism.
God is non-binary.
Did you know that Allah is beyond gender? Remember.
All right. So, are you done throwing up? I mean, as one who believes in the true God, I'm sitting here going, where are you getting this information? And notice that although they're not all, they don't all know each other, they're not all together, whatever, they all have the same mantra, the exact same mantra. And I find that scary. It's all yours.
Yeah. Well, again, it's redefining faith. It's redefining God. It's redefining his word. It's redefining. And who does that? That's not God. God is, you know, is and was and is to come. He's the same yesterday and forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. So these are all actual verses. And the only one that redefines things and has to get us off just one little degree on every single subject, marriage, murder, abortion, morality, sex, gender, is God's enemy.
Oh,
just 1%, right? And so that is exactly what is going on. And now he's going after, right? He went after the nuclear family. That's about just, you know, that's just not a thing. We're extinct at this point, you and I. But now he is going after the children, our kids.
Yep.
And it's unbelievable what people will come up with. But, you know, that's what he wants. He'll kill and destroy our kids, and he's doing it. And that's why parents have to be vigilant.
Oh, yeah, and you got to pay attention. I did a story just the other day on how this was a white professor who came up with the argument that marriage, traditional marriage, is a form of white supremacy and comes out of white supremacy. And I'm thinking to myself, what doesn't come out of white? Wouldn't that list be a lot shorter and you'd have to have less articles, don't you think?
You know, It's funny you say that. I don't know if you saw that interview with Jerry Seinfeld that's going around. And
no.
Have you seen that?
No.
So yet. Jerry Seinfeld, right? This liberal, you know, dude out there in Hollywood, but he considers himself a strong white male, even you know, Jewish, whatever. But this guy was like, so, you know, I read on a couple blogs that your comedy doesn't really, you know, there's not a lot of diversity in your comedy. There's not a lot of diversity in the people that you hire and have on tour with you. And he's like, okay, of course we have to go there. He goes, enough. I was shocked. And he's like, enough. He goes, I am a comedian, so I pick people who are funny. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what you eat for breakfast. If you're funny, I'm going to hire you, and you're going to go on tour. If you're not funny, I'm not. Okay? I'm sorry I have 8 white males on tour with you. You know, and I was just so impressed. And the guy was just like, okay. You know, he's like, enough. So there you go. And it's just people are starting to get – just so over all of it. And the nuclear family is white supremacy. Unbelievable. But what are the 3 most popular tactics Satan uses to destroy anything good? Discord, distraction, and devastation.
Yep.
And that's what he's doing. You know, discord within the family unit and with our kids and with schools. Distraction, keeping us busy with unimportant things, right, that are just stupid. But calling urgency to it, right? Distracting you over here. And then devastation. And that's when he just full-on attacks and, you know, uses social media and uninformed and unaware and uninvolved parents to devastate, you know, our kids, basically. So it's, you can tell, I get a little heated about all of this. Because it's
I don't blame you, though, because look, if... It's really funny that Child Protective Services, you know, and the left, they'll jump in when they think kids are being, being abused in any way, verbally, physically, mentally, whatever. And when you can prove, and you see it more and more and more now, when you can prove that what's being done to these kids is really an atrocity, especially with only 60 to 90 minutes. Do you have any other condition that you can think of in the mental medical world that can be fixed in 1 to 2 hours of counseling? Any?
No. then you're,
bingo.
No. Nothing.
And this is so serious.
It absolutely is, and it is hours and hours and hours and hours of unwatched, unleashed, you know, just time on social media. The world is raising your kids, and evil is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just an answer, and that is talk to your kids and get the devices and knock it off. Someone's got to step up here at some point.
Yep.
And be the bigger person. So.
Yep. I agree. Okay. Listen, I kept you longer than I said, so thank you. And tell people how they get a hold of you and get some information for you, maybe get some answers.
Yeah, Dr. Bridget on Instagram. You can find me in Chickens and Jesus on TikTok. Bridget Lawson on Facebook, or email me. I love your emails. Dr. B at drbradio.com. Just DRB. Anytime. No.
What's the chicken one again? Come on.
The what happened?
The chicken one.
Chickens and Jesus.
Wow.
Yes, that's my.
Is Jesus
my
like a fried or broiled or what's the deal? I'm curious.
Chickens and Jesus, because that's what I talk about. Chickens and Jesus.
That's what I would name my chickens. I would name them barbecue, fricassee, broiled, that kind of stuff. You know. Anyway, all right. God bless
the nugget. Thank you.
Appreciate your time with me always, and you know that. All right, guys. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Be safe. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.